Chapter 3. The Martians. Something made a noise inside the spaceship. Ashton expected to see a spaceman climb out, but instead, he saw something with two huge dark eyes. Then, a thick, snake-like thing came out of the spaceship, and then another. The people's faces turned from amazement to horror, and Ashton was filled with terror. He walked backwards, away from the hole, staring at the creature from Mars all the time. The strange Martian climbed out of the spaceship very slowly. Its head was gigantic, and its skin looked like oily brown leather. Under its round, dark-coloured eyes, it had a V-shaped mouth, with tentacles growing underneath. It didn't have a nose, chin, or eyebrows. Saliva dripped from its mouth. One tentacle gripped the spaceship, and others waved in the air. Ashton felt hypnotized by the Martian's eyes. They were intense and monstrous. At that moment, the Martian made a strange noise, and then another Martian climbed out. "What big, ugly creatures," Ashton thought. "How many more are there inside the spaceship? What are they going to do?" Terrified, he ran towards a group of trees 100 meters away from the hole. But he could not take his eyes away from the scene and kept looking back. Some people were running away, but others stood where they were and stared at the Martians in horror. Ashton stood behind the trees and watched the events, fascinated. A small group of men approached the hole. The man leading the group waved a white flag. "They want to show the Martians that we are intelligent creatures and that we don't mean to harm them," Ashton said to himself. Just then, Ashton saw something come from the spaceship. It was a circular metal disc, and it started to turn round, first slowly, and then faster and faster. "What's happening?" thought Ashton fearfully. "Is that the Martian's weapon?" Suddenly, there was a great flash of light. Clouds of greenish smoke rose from a tube, and there was a flame. The flame was so bright that it made the sky seem dark. There was a loud hiss. The people stood hypnotized. The hiss changed to a long, loud humming noise, and then strong flames in a burning heat ray shot at a group of men. As the flames hit each man, he fell to the ground, burning. Ogilvy and Henderson were hit by the flames and killed immediately. Ashton was paralyzed with fear. He started to tremble uncontrollably. More fire shot from the disc, and trees, bushes, and nearby houses burst into flames. The heat ray burned all the people in its path to ashes. There was a great noise. Along the road, the fire attacked buildings, smashed windows, and destroyed houses. The flames were spreading quickly, getting closer to Ashton. "God help us," Ashton thought. "I must run if I want to survive." But he couldn't move. He was completely paralyzed. Suddenly, the hissing and humming stopped, and the disc turned black. Then it disappeared down into the spaceship. Everything happened so quickly. "Thank goodness it has stopped," Ashton whispered. "I nearly died." Then he thought of Ogilvy. "My friend is dead. And Henderson, too. I can't believe it." Ashton panicked and started to run further and further away from the hole. He didn't dare to look back.